Welcome to AMDA on the Hill, your opportunity to keep up with the latest policy and advocacy news from the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. AMDA on the Hill is produced in association with AMDA on the Go and available on the same podcast channel. Support for this podcast is brought to you by U.S. Post-Acute Care. And now here is your host for AMDA on the Hill, Alex Bardock.
Hello and welcome to AMDA on the Hill, your periodic update for AMDA's public policy activities. My name is Alex Bardock. I am the Director for Public Policy and Advocacy here at AMDA. Just wanted to quickly update you on AMDA's activities over the last several weeks to address the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. As we have been addressing a lot of issues that I've discussed on previous updates, we have now moved into a phase where a lot of states are considering how they're going to reopen. And of course, we are concerned what that's going to mean for nursing facilities. The AMDA Board of Directors has now issued a policy on what we believe should be done in terms of reopening, and that statement is now available online, and we will provide that link for you. In short, we urge extreme caution to all states and localities planning to reopen, and urge that nursing facilities be on the last on the list in terms of their phases. We are concerned, of course, about visitation, about appropriate protective equipment, about the availability of testing, and about continuing to keep residents, patients, and of course all of you safe in these facilities as the rest of the states and the country begin to reopen. Recently, CMS just released their guidance to nursing facilities on reopening, and we're happy to see that they are urging very similar caution in terms of reopening the facilities. You can again read the entire guidance, and I urge you to do so, and we will include the link for you below. And if you have any questions, of course, email me. But CMS is now addressing this issue, and hopefully you are working within your states to figure out what a safe pathway to reopen would be. Of course, in relation to that, we have been working on a number of other issues on the advocacy front. One of them being in relation to testing. We heard early on that facilities were not sort of on the front lines or on the front page of when a testing would be necessary. Given the amount of attention that nursing facilities have received and the issues that we have seen around the country in nursing facilities, I think CMS and the CDC have now certainly paid attention. Even in some states, governors have issued executive orders mandating universal testing for residents and staff. We are happy to see that nursing facilities are now on the front lines of availability of testing, but we still have a few concerns. We have worked up a document now in regards to testing because we certainly believe that states need to understand that there are different types of testing, the resources that are necessary to provide this testing, and urge caution about the test results as they come in. But certainly we're happy to see that the availability of testing is much better than what we saw early on. We hope that you take a look at our guidance, what we recommend in terms of testing, and again, check out CMS and CDC resources. And again, the link for our own guidance will be included for you. That was just approved by our board of directors. As in the testing front, the availability of PPE, we heard about 10 days ago or so that the president held a news conference announcing that they will be providing PPE to all nursing facilities, and especially those in hard-hit areas such as New York and New Jersey. In that event, they talked about providing PPE for all facilities enough for 2 weeks. Of course, we continue to urge state, local, and federal governments to provide the necessary PPE. And as I mentioned, as things begin to reopen, it may be necessary to provide PPE to those visiting the facility, to the number of healthcare staff that continue to work in these facilities. And we need to be very mindful that the need for PPE will go well beyond just this situation right now. It may be more into the summer and the fall, and as the situation continues. So we continue to address those issues and urge all of you to be mindful of where PPE is available in your states and let us know if you are having issues accessing the necessary PPE. Likewise, during that event that I mentioned, the president mentioned the formation of a new commission focused on quality and safety in nursing homes. CMS has now issued a little bit more information about this commission. It is meant to be an independent commission to study what has been going on with COVID-19 and the response to it, and offer some suggestions. The guidance for the commission is still a little bit vague, but they have now opened up a nomination process for those who would like to serve on that committee. AMDA will certainly be putting forward a few names. The nominations are due on May 22nd. So if you are considering or are interested in serving on this commission, please let us know. But just so you know, we are submitting a name, and hopefully we are asking CMS for full representation on this. We have been told that since this is an independent commission, they will be picked by a contractor, and we now know that that'll be the MITRE Corporation. But certainly we're hoping to have representation on the commission. Speaking of representation, we have continued to work with our volunteer members who have served on task forces, COVID-19 task forces in their states. We have pulled together a group of those folks, and we now have a weekly call to discuss what we're calling a public policy playbook to how to work within your state infrastructure to highlight the needs of the nursing facilities and highlight your needs. We are hopeful that we will be putting something together very shortly, and we have already had robust discussions about how to discuss plans with your hospitals, with your COVID-19 task forces around the country. We have seen some very positive work. We have seen some very challenging work. But needless to say, this is something that we are paying attention to, and hopefully we'll have more information for you. If you serve on a task force within your state or even your locality, if your state does not have a task force and wish to participate in our discussions, please, again, let me know and we can certainly connect you. Speaking of connecting you, our listservs, our forums continue to have active discussions on all COVID-19 related items, from issues, as we talked about, with testing to PPE availability, to mental health, to other things. So if you are still feeling like you have not gotten the resources you need, or you feel like you need more resources from AMDA or from any other from anywhere else, please let us know. We'll be very happy to connect you. We have made progress in states where we thought we didn't have representation, but there are folks that are working on the ground very diligently to advocate for themselves, for the patients, and for their residents. So please let us know if you do require additional resources. Those are just a few highlights. We are also working with the federal government and Congress. There are several stimulus packages that are still in the works. Right now, you may have seen the Democratic version called the HEROES Act had been released. We were happy to see that a lot of the provisions providing more funding to nursing facilities, providing liability protections, providing many of the things that we have been asking for in that legislation. Obviously, it has a ways to go in terms of passage, but we're happy to see that Capitol Hill has been listening to our needs and has been focused on nursing facility issues. We continue to also work with our coalition partners within the American Medical Association, within the American College of Physicians, and various coalitions such as the Healthcare Liability and Access Coalition to work on various issues regarding liability, also regarding personal protection loans and those and loans that you need to keep your practices afloat. If you have questions about that, we do have information for you on how you can go about applying for those loans and how you can sustain your practice at this difficult time. We know that some of those applications have been quite burdensome with a lot of delays, but we have also heard of folks that have been successful in getting those loans through. So again, please let us know if you have any questions. We'll be happy to help you. We will be continuing a series of informational events. We are planning to host a webinar on liability issues, specifically focused on risk management and liability, both during COVID-19 and in general moving forward. There are likely to be issues surrounding that, and we'll continue to address them. We also continue to address issues around telehealth and continue to answer your questions. As you may know, we held a special webinar that focused on solely on the issue of telehealth and a Q&A. We continue to update our website, both COVID-19 and the telehealth website, so be sure to check that website for any updates. Again, I thank all of you for the difficult work you have been doing and continue to do. We hope you are staying safe, that your facilities are staying safe, that your residents and patients are staying safe, and hopefully we can help you as you move along in this journey. As always, please let us know if you have any questions, and we'll be happy to answer them. Thank you very much.
Delivering true excellence in post-acute medicine requires more investment, resources, and infrastructure than ever before. U.S. Post-Acute Care, a physician-led practice group, has built a business model dedicated to providing high-quality post-acute patient care on a national scale. We make it easy and beneficial for regional practices to leverage our resources to drive the growth and quality of their practices. Visit our website at uspostacutecare.com to see for yourself. Together, we'll be stronger. References from this podcast can be found at paltc.org/policy.